honest conversation about common sense and common ground, about this feeling that our nation is sliding off its shared foundation and how we move forward together.
By the way, President Biden gave an interview to NBC News. It'll be on the Today Show tomorrow. It's going to be, and by the way, in the little clip that they just showed, he says that he doesn't think Americans are fundamentally racist. We'll see how that plays with Black Lives Matter. Stick around. More to do as we continue. Oh, coming up, Keith Schiffer, RNC Regional Communications Director. What did he think of the speech? We'll get to that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ, where news is next.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ, Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Keith Peters. A man charged with threatening Iowa's governor says he was exercising free speech.
An Iowa man charged with first-degree harassment for leaving a profane, menacing message on Governor Kim Reynolds' office phone line defended his comments Thursday as free speech. 48-year-old truck driver Harvey Hunter Jr. left the message on Reynolds' office phone line on January 5th. The line had been set up to gather input about the partial statewide mask mandate. According to a criminal complaint, Hunter called Reynolds, who's a Republican, a dictator, and said every single one of you need to be hung for treason for pushing this COVID scam. Hunter has pleaded not guilty. Trial is scheduled for June. I'm Mike Gracia.
South Carolina Republican Senator Tim Scott says things were getting better for African Americans under President Trump. Bob Agnew reports.
Senator Scott says opportunity was on the rise under the previous administration.
Wages were growing faster at the bottom than at the top.
Scott notes that with President Trump in office and Republicans in control of the Senate,
we passed opportunity zones, criminal justice reform, and permanent funding for historically black colleges and universities.
In his response to President Biden's address to Congress last night, Scott also defended the filibuster and called Georgia's new voter integrity law mainstream. Bob Agnew reporting.
Texas is edging closer to becoming the largest state in the country to allow people to carry handguns without a license. The push in the Republican-controlled legislature has cheered some Second Amendment supporters and alarmed some in El Paso, where a mass shooting in Walmart killed numerous people. A special committee hastily created by the state Senate is set to advance the measure today, and Republican Governor Greg Abbott says he supports the measure and will sign it into law if it gets to his desk. On Wall Street, the Dow by 239 points, the NASDAQ rose 31, the S&P 500 advanced 28. More on these stories at townhall.com.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000.
It's 4:04. This is your KMZQ Newsflash. I'm Jim Dallas. A local bartender died Monday night following an altercation with an intoxicated man he refused to serve. Police were called shortly before 8 p.m. to Champagne's on South Maryland Parkway after a report of a battery. The bar's owner said no one was injured, but the 60-year-old male bartender, who had a bad heart, got into a scuffle with the man and was pronounced dead at Sunrise Hospital about 30 minutes after that altercation. Las Vegas police have made no arrests, but continue an open investigation as police are waiting for the coroner to rule on that case. Local officials have been cracking down on illegal ride-sharing drivers, impounding more than 40 vehicles for drivers illegally offering rides for cash. As COVID-19 restrictions have been loosened, the demand for Uber and Lyft rides have far outpaced available drivers, creating the cash for rides business, which is illegal. Those cited face big fines up to $10,000, along with having their vehicle impounded. State data shows the number of active ride-sharing drivers in the Silver State is less than half of what it was a year ago. And the Golden Knights, they defeated the Avalanche 5-2 last night at T-Mobile for their 10th straight win. And they'll go up against the Arizona Coyotes tomorrow.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Quick check of the traffic cams. Heavy volumes right now on the 15 north of Charleston, south at Owens. Congestion on the Beltway, 215 eastbound at the 15 interchange. Really slow through there. 215 west at Gillespie. And you're bumper-to-bumper right now. Eastbound Summerlin Parkway. That is at Buffalo.
Gather round. And in addition to that, we have to make sure that we are in a position that we are. Well, let me go to the second thing. I've spoken enough of that.
And what makes his wild claims and hopes, he now hopes we don't notice what he said or won't remember. And when he does follow through, or doesn't do, when followed through, the exact opposite. Check it out! COVID has taken this year, just since the outbreak, has taken more than 100 years. Look, here's the lives, you think about it.
Don't call me stupid.
Oh, right! To call you stupid would be an insult to stupid people!
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
So good to have you with us on this Thursday edition of Live and Local. We are inching ever closer to the weekend. Weather's going to be perfect over the weekend. The windy last weekend, it's behind us. So is the Biden first speech to Congress. And it was 65 minutes of talking points and not much, nothing terribly memorable about the speech. Keith Schipper is joining us, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. Let me just ask you, are you as unimpressed by that speech as I was?
Absolutely. And I think it's pretty clear that people knew what they were getting into. If you look at the ratings, I mean, he dropped by a quarter of what the last State of the Union the president gave. And it was completely unimpressive. But yet, when you really listen to what he was saying, somewhat terrifying speech last night.
I want to ask you only because I want to highlight this, because I was so impressed with Tim Scott and the Republican response. I thought it was brilliant. It was well written. He did it from the heart, and I was very, very impressed. What about you?
Absolutely. Now, I'm speaking in my personal capacity when I say this, but that, to me, was probably the best response to a presidential address that I've ever seen. I mean, he delivered a hopeful, optimistic, and unifying vision. He reiterated, and this is what we're going to have to focus on if we're going to win in November, Democrats are more focused on keeping government in our lives and dividing Americans. That is it. That's the Democrat agenda. And that is not what Republicans are offering. We're offering, like he mentioned, an economy that uplifts everyone. You know, before the pandemic, we had historic low black unemployment, Hispanic unemployment, Asian unemployment, women unemployment. We offer a vision that uplifts everyone, while Democrats are just seeking to divide us as much as they possibly can.
I want to ask you from a legislative standpoint, and I think you and I have talked before about this, and I really believe this, that we need to elect more Republicans, whether it be through redistricting or adding to the census numbers. But somehow we need to fix this, because we cannot allow the Democrats to take this country in a radically different direction. Is there a strategy in place right now for doing that, in particular with the midterms?
Definitely. I mean, I would say, first of all, the most critical part, you know, I heard Minority Leader and hopefully soon to be Speaker of the House, Kevin McCarthy, say this exactly, and I totally agree. The most important thing we can do is recruit fantastic candidates. I think that is why you saw us make gains here in Nevada in the state legislature last cycle, with folks like Andy Matthews and Kerry Buck. And I think that's why you saw us defeat what the pundits were all claiming when it came to we were going to lose more House seats, but yet we picked up, you know, over a dozen. It all comes down to recruiting the right candidates, having the right message, which I think we do. When you're looking at, you know, Joe Biden, and, you know, today's his 100th day, and yet he has proposed $6.1 trillion in new spending and a bunch of new taxes that we know are going to stifle economic growth at a time where we just cannot afford that. So we have the message, we need to find the candidates, and we just need people to get involved and get involved early. It is time to get involved now. It's time to start gearing up and preparing. We're going to be talking to our neighbors. We're going to be hitting doors already. You know, the RNC is bringing on more staff already into the state of Nevada. It's time to hit the ground, and we are going to be very aggressive in making sure that we take back not only a U.S. Senate seat, not only a gubernatorial seat, not only House members, getting more members to the House of Representatives, but also the Nevada State Legislature. And we've seen crazy stuff out of there, and we've got to be able to have Republicans there to stop it.
Let me just ask you, as far as the polling that's come out, every network, cable and otherwise, has come out with some sort of first 100-day polling. What does the polling tell you about the performance of this president over the first 100 days?
Well, I'll say the first thing about polling is that it appears that our news networks haven't learned any lessons. I mean, a lot of these polls that they're putting out are very heavily Democrat-influenced. I mean, you're talking double-digit Democrat, oversampling of Democrats in these polls, which is just the goofiest darn thing you've ever seen, unless there's an agenda there. But I think we're definitely seeing the fact that, you know, even with this skewed polling, President Biden is at the, you know, he's what, at, you know, 15 points almost less in his approval than Barack Obama. And we all saw how 2010 ended up for Republicans. And that was, you know, it took 2 years of just that steady drumbeat Now we have a huge head start. And I think it shows that there is a clamor for some common sense and some sanity in D.C. because, I mean, what we're seeing right now is just the most extremes, the most, you know, pandering and moving towards, you know, the agenda that the AOCs in D.C. are proposing. And I don't think Nevadans or Americans are ready for it, want it, and are ready to do something. And they are ready to do something about it next year.
I know that you've seen public polling. I'm guessing you've seen some internal polling. I'm just curious, are the American people ready for, more taxes that are going to impact everybody? Not just the wealthiest 1%, but it's going to impact everybody because there'll be a trickle-down effect. Are the American people ready for more taxes, especially with the pandemic and with the economy being closed down by governors all across the country? Are we clamoring for higher taxes?
No, absolutely not. And like you said, that there's a few things that drive that that lack of taste for new taxes. We had a pandemic that shut down the economy by a lot of governors. A lot of governors kept them shut down for too long. We have families that remember what it was like pre-pandemic. And then if you look, we're already, I believe, seeing the effects of this kind of out-of-control spending. D.C. is, you know, they've gone on a spending spree since they got the credit card this year. And we're already seeing things. You know, I read a story about how diapers are now supposed to be, their prices of diapers are going to be going up. You know, that affects not, you know, families from the single mothers to the, you know, the middle class families. We have basic commodities in grocery stores, gas prices, all these things that we're seeing that this out of control spending is has a part in driving. And people do not want to be paying for that with their higher taxes. They do not see the benefit when you're proposing an infrastructure package where only 7% is going to the roads and bridges and highways and ports. 7% of this outrageously expensive infrastructure bill actually goes to infrastructure. People see that and they say, I don't want anything to do with this lemon. And people are already turning their nose and holding their nose and saying, it's enough. Like, we need some change. We need some common sense in our elected leadership.
Again, Keith Schiffer joining us, the Republican National Committee Regional Communications Director. The president gave an interview to NBC News today. It will air on the Today Show tomorrow, in which he said that America is not a racist country. I'm not sure how that will play with Black Lives Matter. But is race going to be on the agenda for this 2020 midterm?
Well, it's funny that Joe Biden's saying that, because last night Tim Scott said that, and it caused so much outrage that on the left that he would say such a thing, that they in turn decided to prove him wrong by being racist and calling him, you know, all these sorts of names as possible. So the left is a very intolerant group when we're seeing this. Now, whether it plays in with midterms and how this all shakes out with midterms, I think at the end of the day, what the anti-police rhetoric, we saw that, you know, we could see the shift in mood from the electorate last year when we saw riots and people, you know, encouraging this and, you know, Joe Biden refusing to condemn the violence for so long and refused to condemn, you know, CHOP in Seattle and the anti-police rhetoric, that it turned a lot of people off. And, you know, I think play a large part in why we are so close to having a majority in the House right now, that, you know, they haven't learned a lesson. You have Maxine Waters out there who just, a week or so ago, once again called for violence. And people see this and they don't want that. They want law and order in their communities. So if the Democrats want to keep going down this path and attacking police and, you know, calling for violence in the streets, they are going to pay a price for it at the ballot box.
Keith, let me ask you about, and you kind of touched on it, but I want to dig down a little bit. The significance of the census figures, and it shows that a lot of blue states are going to lose seats in Congress, and a lot of red states are going to gain. What does this all mean, and how important is it, especially with redistricting coming up as well?
It's very important. I mean, you know, there were a couple surprises. You know, Arizona we thought was going to get another seat, and it looks like they will not be. But the shift obviously is huge. It shows that these far left policies in these blue states are driving people out, driving them into red states where, such as Florida, Texas, North Carolina, which are all gaining seats and where Republicans control the process and the redistricting. But at the end of the day, while Republicans may control the process, it is important to remember that the Democrats are going to be fired up and they're going to activate people to be calling their legislators, calling the commissions, showing up and testifying. We have to be able to combat at the same at that same level. Because if we're not and we're caught resting on our laurels, there will be a lot of pressure to not have the maps that, of course, would be that we would like to see. And there are other states like Oregon. Oregon is going to be, little Oregon. Everybody kind of forgets about it in the Republican Party. It is going to be so critical in redistricting that we need to be able to, we have, the Republicans were able to negotiate. I don't know how. They have a fantastic team. They're able to negotiate power in the process. And now Republicans have as much power into, this, into the districts as Democrats. And they're gaining an extra seat. And they gerrymandered, Democrats gerrymandered the heck last time. So that is going to be a critical one. And then here at home in Nevada, Democrats are control all levers. It's the first time they will. And we've got to make sure, again, that we rise up, testify, make sure our voices are heard, and that we do not want them drawing these, little districts to make sure that Stephen Horsford and Susie Lee are going to be, A-OK, not at the campaign. They're going to do everything they can to gerrymander here, and we have to be prepared to push back and fight back.
Tell me how regular people can impact our political system. What is it that you're asking my listeners, voters across the state of Nevada, what are you trying to get them to do?
Well, here in Nevada, there's right now we have a legislative session going. And I will say, compared to other states, what Nevada offers as far as how you can make sure that your voice is being heard and during the session is far better than I've seen in a lot of places. You can go onto the Nevada Legislature's website and you can log a comment. You can make calls. You can testify both the North and the South when they have it open to the public. You contact your legislators. We need right now especially to be pushing back on what the crazy stuff that's going on in session. When you have stuff like heroin injection sites being proposed by Democrats, you know that they've gone too crazy and that some of these crazy things are a threat to actually pass. We need people to make sure that they're calling, emailing, testifying, making sure all their legislators here are heard. And then, like I said, we're putting staff in. We're already going to be staffing up to make sure that we're out there knocking on doors. We're going to be in the neighborhoods already, making sure that we're sharing what's going on, both at home and in D.C. And, of course, with redistricting as well, making sure that we are activating people in our neighborhoods. And that means we need people that are on our side to stand up, volunteer, take ownership of the neighborhood, to go in and talk to all their neighbors, their family, and their friends.
Keith, how can folks help you? How can they reach out to you and be some of those people that are knocking on doors or volunteering in one way or another? How can they do that?
Definitely. Well, we are very, very, very fortunate that in this state, the Nevada Republican Party and the RNC are one unit. We work together. We are a solid team. We have been. I know in the past that may not have been the case, but Chairman McDonald is fantastic. One of the best chairs that I've seen. And so you can go on their website, NevadaGOP.org, and sign up on their volunteer site, and our combined staff will be reaching out and, contacting and seeing what it is exactly you're comfortable doing, whether it's making calls, whether it's coming into the office, whether it's hitting doors. Our staff will reach out and get you activated, bring you into our joint team, and have this super team, kind of the Brooklyn Nets of the country here, just going out and making sure that we are doing what we got to do to deliver victories next year.
I'm with you. Keith, always good to visit with you. Thanks so much, my friend. We will talk again soon, I promise.
Thanks, Kevin. I appreciate you having me on.
That's Keith Shipper, the regional communications director for the Republican National Committee. They're making a huge investment in Nevada to turn us back into a red state again. Stick around, more to do. Oh, coming up, more fallout from the speech last night in the joint to a joint session of Congress. Joe Biden spent 65 minutes and said nothing. 65 minutes of talking points and nothing that was memorable at all. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by friends of Scott Hammond.
More lawyer, less fee.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. Have you been injured in a crash? Do you want to win your case? Do you want the insurance companies saying,
"It's Paul Powell"?
Of course you do. I've spent almost 20 years helping injury victims get paid, and I for sure can help you.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Are you a small business owner? Would you like to turn your social media into an important profit center? Hey, Kevin Wall here, the owner of Battleborn Radio and a longtime client of the SKC Group. The pros at the SKC Group built our corporate website, then they updated that website to make it even more productive. The SKC Group designs and manages areas of digital marketing for a wide variety of businesses. Locally owned and operated, the SKC Group provides fully integrated solutions, whether you need a company brand, graphic design projects, or an engaging mobile-friendly website. What do I like most about the SKC Group? They showed me how an increased web presence can mean more profit for my small business. And who doesn't want more profit? Let the pros at the SKC Group help you and your business. Ask for a free analysis of your current marketing strategies. Call 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. Make that call right now.
I need to tell you guys about this incredible website I found. It's called nuts.com. Who here doesn't like nuts? Nuts.com has pretty much every nut you could ever want. They have white chocolate toffee cashews, bourbon pecans, crystallized ginger, and honey sesame sticks. Now I know those last couple things weren't nuts, but nuts.com isn't just for nut lovers. It's your one-stop online pantry shop. They've got candies, dried fruits, and pantry items like baking mixes, pastas, and more. Now, I got my first order from Nuts.com the other day, and my family tore through that box. I've never seen food disappear so quickly. Delivery? It's so fast, and most orders ship the same day. New Nuts.com customers get free shipping on your first order at Nuts.com. That's it. Just go to Nuts.com to get free shipping on your first order. That's NUTS.com, nuts.com.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We are just about 33 minutes away, believe it or not, from the 2021 NFL Draft. And, gentlemen, Jim Dallas has been following. He's of course, a big fan. You know, the Raiders obviously involved, so now we have a vested interest. But 33 minutes and counting. Are you excited?
I am indeed. Of course, it's in Cleveland this year. It was supposed to be here in Las Vegas last year, Of course, they always rotate around. It used to be in New York City where they would have the NFL draft, and in the past 10 years or so, they'll select an NFL city, and that's where it's going to be. And unfortunately, due to COVID-19, we missed out on quite a presentation last year. They were actually going to take these prospects and put them in a boat in the Bellagio Fountains.
I just love that. I just love that.
Bellagio Fountains floating around, and they would hear their name.